One Man Revolution, Volume 5, Episode 25. Oh, we're back. Back again. Back live from the bunker. It is the One Man Revolution Podcast. I'm your host, the Revolutionary. I'm joined by...
the Comrade.
And...
the Canadian.
Hey, there he is. Oh, man. I forgot to go into the notes. Sorry, here we go. it is... I have to do some quick math. 1,200... and 89. Yeah, well, that's right. Yep. 89 days until we might have the next president. But hey, if Miami is any indication, they'll just not hold elections. Yep. And this past couple of weeks, man, everything has happened. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I apologize for my little bit of delay, but I'm being moved to a safe location, so my signal's not great.
Well, you are a precious resource, Canadian, so we want to make sure you stay safe, you know. So, yeah, so we celebrated the birth of our nation last week, mm-hmm. and the Comrade was celebrating. Away, which yes. is nice and fun. Hopefully, you know, and like always, we tend to just take a little break. Mm-hmm. We do this during holiday times, and I got some robots to fill in for us by feeding it a bunch of information. And I actually learned, I have like three copies or three versions of that. I asked different questions to get that AI podcast going.
Hmm, cool.
And one of them was, what would they think about the big bullshit bill that was passed by the House and the by the House and Senate and then signed into law? What would the founders think of that based on the documents that were there? The Federalist Papers and the Declaration of... What's that?
It was common sense as well.
Common sense, yeah. Common sense and the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And they had opinions.
Oh, yeah.
They had opinions because I also fed the big, beautiful bullshit bill to them. And they were like, this is actually against everything that's in the Constitution. It shouldn't be done. One of the things they said is that it was the cost of lentils is being determined by this bill. Hmm. Which is one of the things that if you read through the 1,300 pages of the bill,
yeah.
as part of the taxes and fees, mm-hmm. one of the things they're controlling is the cost of lentils. It's like down that granularly, which isn't something that the federal government should be doing.
Well, I mean, that's how you end up with these omnibus bills, right? If you want to get yeah. everyone on board, you got to give everybody a little bit of earmarks, a little bit of lubrication, if yeah. you will, to get the thing to sign. So you end up with really dumb add-ons. Like, for example, in the Affordable Care Act, I remember this being a particular point because I was in Illinois at the time. There was funding for a bridge that was overly expensive because the bridge had to be at a certain height so that people didn't drive through, like, nesting butterflies at a certain time of year. Yeah. Like, why is that in a medical care bill? What are we doing? Same government pork here.
In the bullshit billionaire bill, they got written in that you can write off your private jet purchase. You write off your taxes in a single year.
Yeah, $10 million.
That's an important thing to do, I guess. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, the good news is we can all feel the trickle down effects from their toilet on the plane as they fly overhead.
Yeah, Yeah.
It's a big chunks of blue ice.
Yeah, don't let it hit you in the head.
Yeah, don't look up.
Yeah.
No, it's a disaster. And then my personal favorite thing from this past week has been the Epstein files debacle.
What Epstein files? They don't exist. What
files?
Exactly. What Epstein files? We can get more into it later, but for now, I think all that needs to be said is, if I wasn't in the Epstein files, I'd publish every single pixel.
Yep. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know.
But so I'm drinking a Leff Blonde.
Oh, very good.
Which is 6.6% by volume.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In a can. It's a half liter.
Road soda. That's what we call a road soda.
Yeah, it's a definite road soda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are you drinking, comrade?
I am going with the small, it's comrade faced size, the Imperial Beer Hug.
Oh, Jesus.
It's a 10%er. Yeah. It's absolutely delicious. And I have a slightly less heavy duty second beer because I did two of these 1 week and I was feeling it at the end of the show. So one is good.
I spent 3 days with a friend of the show in his city, and I arrived. I walked into his house. He handed me a beer, and then 3 days later, I'm coming home on a train.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep. That's how that goes.
There are some gaps.
That's what happens.
That's Belgian beer for you, man. Or just good beer in general, right? I guess it doesn't matter where you are.
It was a lot of... go ahead.
For those concerned, I'm just drinking water.
Russian
water. If this was 1974, sir, you'd be smoking a Pall Mall and drinking a Tall Boy.
That's right.
I would.
No seatbelt or anything.
Well, I'd only be, I'd be a teenager, so maybe not.
I mean, not with that attitude.
Yeah,
oh man. So we've had 2 weeks away, which means I've lost all touch on everything.
We'll do it the easy way.
Yeah.
Chaos. is the order of the day.
Yes.
And so they do so much to make sure that we cannot keep up with everything, that so much slips by.
Mm-hmm.
That we don't even know what's happening anymore. And it's okay. We don't have, and again, I think for mental health, we need to stop trying to keep up with every single thing. I mean, we said this a while back.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the only piece of legislation that has passed, the HR1, House 1,
that's what that stands for.
HR1. House Resolution 1, which was an omnibus budgetary spending bill, which was done in reconciliation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's why it has all these rules to it. Was sent to the Senate. The Senate made a bunch of changes. It went back to the House. The House had to then reconcile what was there. They held a long, huge amount of time for voting, to which there were five people on the Republican side that were like, I'm not voting for this. This is a terrible bill. I'm not going to vote for it. And then suddenly they got all the votes and closed it down. Not one Democrat voted for it.
Right.
Okay. So it was split directly on party lines. And by the way, it would have been a hell of a lot closer if we had term limits and or age limits in the House and Senate.
If I may.
We lost three people. Because Democrats died.
Right. I was going to say the winning margin was two votes, if I recall.
Yes.
Right. So if we didn't have 80...
It was 218 to... No, yeah. 218 to 215.
14 to 218.
Okay, no, so it's 14. Four... Yeah. Okay, so four votes. So, okay, so yeah, those, four votes. Those three...
But two people switch, and then it ties.
Right. We're missing three votes on the Democratic side because they literally died. So we need to just have, an age cap. Like, straight up, 65, you're done after that, because this is wild. And beyond that, there was a lot of holdout in the Senate as well. There was a bunch of people who weren't going to vote for the bill. So...
Well, and remember on this bill, comrade,
mm-hmm.
the bill was only passed because it was 50 to 50.
Right. Yeah, in the Senate.
And J.D. Vance, and in the Senate, and J.D. Vance passed the deciding vote to go with that. So this bill does not have the support that the president thinks it has.
No, not at all.
Because our stalemated Congress is almost exactly equal all the way through.
Yep.
Now remember those five votes that changed on the Republican side. I've heard some rumors that it was because family members were being threatened for various reasons. So things like, oh, it would be terrible if ICE came to your to your mansion and got rid of all of your workers that were there, or maybe just checked them out. Oh, you know, it'd be terrible if a family member whose immigration status is not necessarily 100% citizen, that'd be terrible if they went to Guantanamo or some other place. That'd be just bad, you know.
So
it'd be terrible if your constituents heard about all of this information and they won't vote for you again because I said so. So it's a lot of strong arming going on.
Was it Kevin McCarthy who was the previous House Speaker, right?
Yes.
Yeah. He demonstrated quite effectively just how absolutely hypocritical all of the sitting Republicans are, which is to say, focus, please. Which is to say, they know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly how bad what they're doing is. They know exactly how evil and how corrupt they are. They don't care because while they're in office, it behooves them to be evil and corrupt. The moment they're out of office, suddenly the gloves come off and they're very honest and open and like it's really crazy. And what frustrates me the most, I think, is the fact that when you get these rumors, like one of the rumors, I didn't hear about the threatening rumor. I heard rumors that the votes that flipped and then flipped back were offered like signed Trump merchandise.
Oh yeah, they were let in the prize booth.
Yeah.
They got to go in the prize booth.
What? What the fuck? What are we doing? If that's actually true, that's horrendous. But beyond that, if I was a sitting member of Congress and I was party to or even witness to any of those things occurring, I'm going to find myself a way to be an anonymous source with a given member of the press. I'm going to have recordings of this crap, and it's going out weekly. Like, I'm blowing the bubble on all of it.
The problem. Yeah, but comrade, here's the problem. You have integrity.
True.
The Canadian and I were talking before the show. The problem we have is we have integrity.
Right. That's why we're unelectable.
we're completely unelectable because, like Mamdani, you know, having integrity is a problem in today's political atmosphere.
Oh, yeah. If you can't be corrupt,
having actual policy.
Yep.
Having actual policy, that's problematic because they don't want anybody to have any ideas that cannot just be bought and paid for. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's a big problem for us because we're sitting here going, I don't understand why they're doing this.
Right.
Because we have integrity.
Right. Because we actually want to do things well. Yeah.
You know, it's like the ICE stuff. Yeah. It's like how can an ICE agent, you know, how can an ICE agent just you know, walk into someone's house and beat a mother and drag the father out of the house and or take the mother and father and leave a kid sitting on the side of the road? Yeah. How can they do that? How can they reconcile that?
They there was a video going around. I want to say it was 2-3 weeks ago where they literally used explosives to blow someone's front door in. To execute a warrant, and it was either the wrong house or it was not the actual residence of the person they were looking for. One of the two, but
that still makes it the wrong house.
Yeah, well, no, like, it could be that, you know, they were looking for a person who was associated with the address. There's a lot. It doesn't matter. The point is, they literally use like debt cord on the front door to blow it open on a woman and her child, her infant.
Yeah,
like what are we doing? And there's a memo going around the DOJ right now saying that, hey, as of now, if you're ICE, you don't need a warrant.
Yeah, which isn't true.
Right. No, that's Bill of Rights. Congratulations, the Second Amendment has kicked into gear, ladies and gentlemen. It is.
However, let's be clear, ICE only can do warrantless arrests on non-citizens.
No. Right. The memo reads something to the effect of, "We don't need a warrant to go in your home." That's
for non-citizens. Yeah, no, but that's true. But if you're a citizen, they can't come into your home without a warrant.
Right, but
now the question is, we don't have to carry papers proof of citizenship, so everybody is assumed to be non-citizen.
Right, guilty until proven innocent.
Resisting arrest.
Yeah.
So in that case, we are non-citizens until proven citizens.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of a loophole.
Well, why won't you identify yourself? Well, I'm sorry, asshole. You have a mask on. Mm-hmm. Why won't you identify yourself? I'll identify myself when you identify yourself.
Yeah, and to be very clear, we're talking about like states like Florida, Georgia, Texas that have not only concealed carry legalities, but also castle doctrine, like very clearly legally established castle doctrine. If you go into someone's home in a red state without a warrant or an announcement, you're going to have a bad time.
And that's why they're doing it in California.
Except, I saw a clip today on Threads of a dude in California just opening fire on LAPD.
Oh, it wasn't LAPD. It was ICE.
But whatever. Same difference. Yeah. They're all cops.
No, not whatever. He was opening fire on ICE. Okay. Unidentified ICE agents with masks on.
Well, the video I saw was an overhead shot of a street with tear gas. Yeah. So I wouldn't know if those operations were ICE or not. But regardless, we've got that. We've got a story out of, I want to say it was Texas, where an organized group of people actually, like, assaulted an ICE.
That was Texas. That was California. It was Calaveras.
Was that California? Okay.
Calaveras, California.
They came to the fields to arrest the workers, and people got upset.
No. There was an actual, like, ICE compound. And these people attacked it. Yeah, they went at they went out of their way to attack an ICE compound together in a coordinated fashion. This wasn't a response.
And do you know who those people were, comrade? Do you know who those people were?
Patriots.
An organized militia.
Yeah, a well-regulated militia. Second Amendment.
They were identified as a known militia.
There you go.
A known militia group was protecting their rights of their community.
That's right. That's right. Here we are.
So here we are. The Constitution still works because there they are executing their Second Amendment as a militia.
The thing,
patriots.
No, absolutely. These are the people that unfortunately are. What's that line in Batman? Not the people we need, but the people we deserve. Right.
Right.
Right. Like the problem is I'm very torn because you're going to have the arguments of like, well, never condone political violence. This isn't political violence. This is protecting your turf, right? I'm protecting my family.
This is constitutional rights.
Yes. This is what Thomas Jefferson would have wanted.
Yeah. This is what the founders meant.
Yeah. So
if you're in your home and some masked group of people are approaching your home, mm-hmm.
They're refusing
to identify themselves. I'm sorry, my friends. You can say whatever you want about this being like, you know, some form of terrorism by the individuals in their house, but it's not. Mm-mm. The terrorism is coming from outside the house.
Yes, exactly. No, it's.
I think this Texas compound case, it might be a different one because there's been a couple of times where people have opened fire on ICE.
Right.
I think that case, they came and arrested the people. That's why we know who they are. So,
the problem right now is there's a lot of unverified stories being thrown around on social media. So I'm seeing a lot of stuff. I don't have sources because there are no sources. There are just people. I heard this thing happen. So I don't know.
That's okay. There's no say. We're in a post fact world, comrades.
That's right. Facts don't matter.
There are AI ICE raids that are being posted by the White House to show that they're being more effective.
Oh, Jesus.
So you know, let's fight it with like mind.
Yeah. No. In the end, I don't celebrate the violence, but I celebrate the people standing up for themselves and protecting their rights. And that is a good and correct thing to do. And if you do it within the rights of the Constitution as defined by the NRA for the last 50 years, yeah, seems okay to me. Yeah. They're just doing, the left wing is doing what the right wing has been fighting for decades. Getting mad
and
about
the issue, and the issue that the press is having,
mm-hmm,
is because they're owned by billionaires, mm-hmm, right? They're saying, oh, well, you know, these people, you know, why aren't they just, you know, identifying themselves when they're asked, you know, who they are? And it's, and again, my answer, if ICE asks me the question, hey, who are you? I'm like, hey, dude, you want my ID first and foremost. I need your face. I need your badge number. And I need your supervisor's name.
Yep.
Well, yep. I'm not giving you that. Okay, well, I'm not giving you my name either. Take me downtown. Fuck off.
No, you have no authority. I'm leaving.
You have no idea. Yeah. Am I being detained?
Right.
Yeah.
So, for example, ICE...
No, are you an actual police officer?
Right.
Because ICE can't detain you.
Right.
Are you an actual police officer? And show me your badge.
Yep.
Show me your proof of ID that you are a police officer. If not, you're just some dude in the street.
Yep. And one thing you'll notice about cops, like actual police officers, is when they're on duty, they do not wear a mask. That is not allowed.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, cops have this other thing. They will show you their badge and they will give you the information.
Yes.
Even because they want you to know who they are.
If they feel what they're doing is correct, they will be happy to give you that information because they feel that what they're doing is on the right side of the law, and it doesn't matter what they tell you, they're going to win, right? So, to me, that's part of what's created all of this problem with this ICE thing, outside of the obvious issues, is the mentality of police officers in the street and the way in which they're trained, because they're trained to be confrontational, they're trained to be aggressive, they're trained to be paranoid. So they don't go into a situation with the calm authority of knowledge and information, knowing that what they are doing is the right thing. They go in scared because they're not sure if what they're doing is the right thing. So they escalate the situation.
And remember, comrade, the police have no... They have no duty to protect.
No, they never have. No.
Warren versus District of Columbia. This was a Supreme Court case.
Yes.
And it says that an officer is not there to serve and protect.
Right.
That's not their job.
No.
They are there for enforcement.
Yep.
And if you say those words, then you could have, you can have people who are police officers, let's say in a state that is cooperating. Many states are dropping out of it. And of course, fascist dictator Donald John Trump has made the statement, we have a lot of authority from the White House where we might just be able to take things over, in these lawless places like New York and Washington, D.C.
But no, the New York thing, he specifically said, if we don't like who's elected mayor, we'll just go in and fix it.
Yeah. And so here's a person who's terroristically threatening an entire state against the 10th Amendment.
Oh, yeah.
You can't just go into a city and take it over. That's not only against the 10th Amendment. There's everything.
It's so far outside the realm of what is sane and legal in our system that we don't have words for it, because it should not be an option, right? It should not be a thing any president ever says, ever.
Yeah, that's extrajudicial authority that he does not have.
Yep.
It just doesn't exist.
But no one
will correct him because, he has no clothes. So
go ahead.
So there is a court case coming up about the Tommy Hilfiger Act, the Posse Comitatus Act violation for the troops in Los Angeles, right? That's in August sometime.
Really? Okay.
So there are laws that prevent him from doing that.
Yep.
Unless he invokes insurrection, which there's no cause for.
No.
However, in the billionaire bullshit bill, There is $170 billion for the B for ICE. And that's larger, that's more money than the FBI, and it's more money than the Russian military.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's going to have an internal federal force that is armed like an army.
It's the SS.
So he won't need to use the army, and he will use ICE as his internal army.
ICE is the SS. That's as simple as it, the thing about fascism is it has one playbook and it's very simple and it's very predictable. The only problem is for whatever reason, democratic states have a very hard time stopping fascism. And that's a mystery to me, but,
it shouldn't be. It honestly shouldn't be a mystery because, people who are on the center or the left assume that the law will take over and that people will not just be in it to abuse it for themselves.
Right.
The whole concept behind a democratic country or even a democratically representative republic is that an individual is not more important than the group.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And that you're not, that if you do have an asshole, that asshole's going to be handled. But we've never had one where it's this coordinated of an assault where the asshole has a bunch of people who are complicit in his assholery.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He should be impeached 10 times over right now.
Yeah, without a doubt. Donald Trump's first 6 months was enough to remove him from office legally without any hiccups outside of the cult of MAGA.
Right. Well, the Hatch Act. Just the Hatch Act.
Yeah.
He is selling merchandise from the White House.
Yep.
He sold Teslas. He sells Trump coin.
I was going to say, come on.
Merchandising. Yep. Everything he does is sell. He sold cologne after bombing Iran. He literally said, oh, we have 4547 cologne. Here you go. I'm selling it. It smells great. It smells like victory because it's called victory. Like
victory. Jesus Christ. Do you think it smells?
I can only imagine it smells like urine and feces and body sweat.
I was going to say it probably smells like the Russian piss tape.
It's knockoff. It's
cheap vodka. It smells like
knockoff Polo.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, so we have a government of checks and balances, right? There's three co-equal branches.
Not anymore.
And two of those branches have given up their authority.
Yep.
Which means we don't have the government that we all expect and want.
Yep.
And why people think that's okay, I don't know, but it's what happened, and that's where we're at. That's why nothing's going to get stopped.
The only people that are okay with what's happening are Christian nationalists. And for whatever reason, they seem to be the loudest and most influential voice in our government, despite the fact that they're like 15% of our population.
About them is they want to deport all the Christians just because they're brown.
There's so many issues. For me, the biggest issue, right, and we talked about this well before Trump took office second time, was how long things will last. And I think I predicted about 6 months.
Yeah, we all said 6 months.
Yeah, before things really fell apart. And the final block that really spelled disaster for the nation was the Supreme Court with any sort of edge case or weird scenario where they were like, we don't know if this is legal or not. Instead of putting a stop to the behavior, instead of ordering a stop to the behavior, they said, let it happen while we figure out what's going on. The moment they said that, everyone with a brain knew it was over. The judicial system will not do anything to check the Trump presidency. Whatever Trump is doing, legal or not, constitutional or not, they're not going to stop him. They're going to make the lower courts force them to do something about it. And even then, it's a toss-up if they'll actually follow the Constitution at this point.
And then they took away the rights of the lower courts to actually block anything.
Yes, yep.
And both of those things together mean the president Taco Don can do whatever he wants. You got to go get your own lawyer and stop him, and it'll only stop it for you.
Exactly. Yep.
Which is just
for one state at a time. Yeah.
One case at a time.
Well, it's one state at a time. A state can block overall. It can block federal law.
True.
No, they cannot.
No, according to the ruling that they put forward, a state can block it in their state until that case in their state is settled.
The state can take it to a district court
and
get a ruling, and that ruling is valid for that state. That is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the state just can't say, no, we're not doing that.
But they can get an injunction. They can get the injunction, though. They can stop it from applying to their state for a while.
Their state. But I'm saying if you, for example, have a child born after February and you are not currently U.S. citizens, you have to now take your case to the district court yourself.
Yep.
And then your child will have a special case that says they are a citizen.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
That's what we've done. Instead of saying this rule is clearly unconstitutional, they're like, nah, we'll just do it piecemeal, which is nuts.
Absolutely insane.
Which means we don't have a rule of law, which means the president can do whatever they want.
Yep.
And you've got to go tell him no.
So here's the fun part about that. Canadian is when you break the social contract of the established state of law, the laws apply to no one, right? Yeah. The president to janitor. If the law does not apply to any one person, it applies to nobody. And that's the thing I think the fascists in the White House don't completely understand is we have 124 guns per 100 people in these United States. And a lot of those guns are probably going to be happy to participate in whatever the fascists are doing. But a lot more of those guns are going to be very happy to make sure it doesn't affect them and their family. And unfortunately, that means we actually have the same level of results as the current court system does, which is case by case, family by family. The difference is, I can go to my neighbor and I can say, hey, bud, this is messed up pretty bad. I'll watch out for you. You watch out for me. We take care of each other. Yeah? Cool. Great. Got you. And you're an extra neighbor. And you can build your local community around public support in a way the government can't.
Did you know that currently our inequity of wealth in the United States is far greater of a gap than it was before the Civil War?
That doesn't surprise me at all. We're getting
wealthy slave owners in the South, and then of course their sympathizers in the North. They were like, "Hey, we need to separate from this. You know, we need to start considering separating because we're going to lose our way of life. Meaning, we're going to have to pay our employees."
Yeah, right.
To which, by the way, our agricultural commissioner had a really Secretary of Agriculture had a great way of solving this problem of losing people working in the fields.
Yeah.
You know, the Big Beautiful Bill, the Big Beautiful Bill says, I'm sorry, H.R. 1. I'm just going to call it H.R. 1.
H.R. 1 is better. Yep. I like calling it the bill.
Yeah. But H.R. 1 says, as it was passed, says that, you know, that Medicaid individuals need to work in order to have Medicaid. You know, they have to fulfill certain requirements about Medicaid.
Yes.
Meaning a lot of people are going to get kicked off the Medicare and Medicaid rolls because they don't fulfill those requirements. So our Secretary of Agriculture said, well, you know, there's 34 million people that are affected by that rule.
Yep.
And maybe they'll go out and, they need to get a job. Maybe they'll go out and pick our vegetables and do all of those jobs that those people who are here illegally are going to do.
So,
which, by the way, only about 12% of them can actually work. So
the mysterious 35-year-old living in the mom's basement, not working a job on Medicaid. And it's like,
playing video games.
That 35-year-old's not going to the doctor. They're not using any Medicaid money, dude.
So
that's not happening.
When you do math and physics, right, you do assume a perfect sphere with no friction. Apparently, when they do legislation from a Republican perspective, it's assume a 23-year-old with perfect physical capability and no desire.
No, it's 20. It's 27 yeah, or 28.
Whatever. Yeah. The point is,
mom and dad's
right. A physical specimen with pure capability.
Literal example I heard was 35-year-old in his mom's basement.
Playing video games. That was the lie they were using. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's
now, crazy. Now he's going to have to get a job. And it's like, dude, do you not understand that people working minimum wage jobs are on Medicaid because they don't make enough money to survive?
No, so they don't. They don't understand anything.
They don't understand that
you're going to go make them pick crops, which pays even less, so they still be on Medicaid.
Or prep chickens, but they're earning their
keep because they're working.
Yeah,
yeah, they're already working.
All of this, for those who hear the sarcasm but maybe don't understand, an individual's value is not in what they produce for the system. An individual inherently has value, and if you don't understand that, I need you to go read a book.
Have friends. Go get some friends.
Have a friend, read a book, talk to someone, meet a new person. Go to a part of town you don't normally go to and meet someone and talk to them. I was talking to, when I was visiting with family over the holiday weekend, having a discussion about family with my sister. And my brother-in-law made a comment that I didn't quite get, but I figured it out the other day. My dad visited not too long ago. My dad and I have a terrible relationship, as is probably standard for most white people.
I had a great relationship with my dad.
I'm very jealous.
He just died.
Yeah, I'm very jealous. Conservative white people. I'll put it that way. Let's say that. But my brother-in-law made a comment that, like, he was like, yeah, your dad seemed so much happier to see than he's ever had in the past. And I was like, interesting. And I figured it out, because to me, I heard that and I was offended, because what offends me is, for the first time in my 35 years on this planet, my dad gives a shit about my existence, which is wild. And then I realized what it is. I am now financially successful.
Oh.
That's it. That's straight up what it is. Never mind. I've been financially independent since I was 19. I am living the life he thinks I should be living. So now I'm worthy of giving a shit about. Right. And this is not unique to me. This is a cancerous culture mindset of the right. This is how they think.
Yeah.
They write legislation this way. They think of policy this way. They look at people like me who works their ass off, pays their bills and all these things. If I didn't make enough money to be able to pay for my own health insurance and I'm on Medicare or whatever, I'm the problem, right? Because clearly I'm not working hard enough, as opposed to understanding that, first off, we live in a lecherous capitalist system that exists to take advantage of everybody. And second, my contribution to your made-up economy does not establish my value as a person. I exist, therefore I have value. That's it.
Well, and that's because of the lack of empathy.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah. Conservatives lack empathy because there's no, you know, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, in the hierarchy of intelligence, mm-hmm. the thing that differentiates mm-hmm. a genius from superior, mm-hmm. Superior intellect, mm-hmm. is the fact that there's empathy.
Yep. Yep, they can
understand. Wait.
What?
I got to stop you there, because I know Elon Musk is a genius, and he said the problem for the Western world is empathy.
And then he complained about getting attacked.
What does this tell us? Yeah.
It tells us I made a funny joke. That's what that tells
you
me.
Did?
The funniest thing about his comment about empathy being the death of Western society is, like, less than 12 hours later, he made a tweet about people attacking him on the internet.
Yeah,
it's like, okay, all right. You clearly, like, we are, as you like to remind me, revolutionary. We are in a post-fact world. We are in a reality in which the definitions and meanings, the established understanding of things, means nothing. Because if I can just say, I don't think that's what it is, and redefine a thing on the fly based on how I feel in the moment, nothing matters. And
I heard a conservative say this in a statement that then was ridiculed by, you know, someone who is a center or left person.
Excellent.
On a social media application. And I was listening to it, and this person said, you know, I don't have to care about people. Why should I have to care about what other people are doing? It only matters what I'm doing right now.
Oh my God. We call that main character syndrome.
Yeah. Main character syndrome. Yeah. And my favorite part about it is, you know, what he said was, you know, yeah. But you can tell me all the facts you want, but what I feel and what I believe is what's important to me.
There it is.
And so, and everyone ridiculed him. It's like, dude, are you listening? You were almost there.
You're so close, buddy.
You know,
you're so close.
What you're saying is that your opinion, that's that main character syndrome, the narcissism that that occurs, and Trump just enhances this in all of his people who follow him. You know, it's me. If it affects me and I feel a certain way, then it's important.
Yep.
If it doesn't directly affect me and I don't, and I feel strongly against it because I think that other people are benefiting from it, then I'm going to build legislation against that. Just wrong. All completely wrong.
I'm going to say it again. Yeah. It's a thing I've been saying for a long time, and I think it illustrates best the mentality that we're looking at in Washington. Democrats will allow 99 people to abuse the government to save one life. Republicans will kill 99 people to make sure one person does not abuse the system. And that
while abusing the system.
I'm talking about us. I'm not talking about them. Like Democrats. Yeah. The thing about like the whole like they're both the same centrist argument is all politicians are corrupt. That's the point they're making. They're not saying the parties
all the same as conservative argument.
I'm very aware. It's a dog whistle from the right, but to make that argument with any validity, the argument is both parties are equally corrupt. In that way, I won't necessarily disagree because corruption is on an individual basis, and AIPAC spends plenty of money on both sides. What I will say, though, is the Democrats aren't actively trying to kill people. The Republicans very much are. And if you disagree with me, alligator Alcatraz. That's all I got to say. Yeah. By the way, massive government fraud. There is no way 40 tents in an abandoned airstrip in the Everglades costs $500 billion a year. Is it 400 million? Half a billion a year.
Have you seen the math on that?
No.
Yes, I know the math. I actually did the math on myself. It's supposed to hold 5,000 people. That's its max, 5,000 people.
Okay.
Yep. Plus 5,000 people. And it's $450 million a year, sir. That's their operating budget.
Right.
Equals $96,000 per person.
Wow. So, but it's only initially going to hold 3,000 people. That's what
Which is $150,000 per person.
And you know how much money it costs to that the people in there would get from the social safety net?
I'm guessing $20,000. Yeah.
No, not even that. About $5,000 in SNAP benefits.
SNAP benefits is $22,500, and then Medicare and Medicaid is like another $2,000. So yeah, $5,000.
$5,000. So we're spending $150,000 a year so people don't get paid $5,000.
It's because they don't actually believe in it. It's just fraud.
It's because somebody is getting rich off of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's why.
So two event companies put up the tents. They did no ground preparation.
No, none.
And so we're talking like someone who does wedding events and outdoor concert stuff.
Yep.
And they put up these tents and chain link fence cages. inside. And then the rest was, oh, don't worry. If they escape, they'll just get eaten by gators, pythons, and panthers. Oh, my. And that's okay, which is 100% another dog whistle, comrade. Yep. That's the one that's there.
Oh, yeah.
Because
gators, pythons, and the panthers aren't going to eat them. It's going to be the crocodiles that eat them. Come on. Quit saying alligators are the problem.
Yeah, those Everglade crocodiles. Famous. Yeah. Florida.
Florida crocodile.
I know.
The other thing that will eat them are the mosquitoes.
Yeah.
The tents aren't stopping those.
Nope. I will say, there was a big lawsuit when the plans first came to light. And people were like, you don't have the right to build that there. You can't build that there. And they were you're right, you can't.
It was the county. Yeah.
And they got around it by putting up temporary construction. That's why it's tents. Yep. Tents are not permanent. Yep. Permanent infrastructure is not allowed. Temporary infrastructure is. But tents can be just as permanent as you want them to be. It's just a matter of time.
Oh, don't worry. They're already flooded.
Oh,
it doesn't matter.
Oh,
they have 2 days of good rain, and they're all flooded.
We are in hurricane season. It's in the Everglades. It will not last more than October.
Yeah,
I will. I'll put the dollar bet on that. It won't last past October.
I don't bet on hurricanes because that's just tempting fate, sir. And we live in the state.
hubris.
We're not going to do that.
We won't do that here.
That is hubris, sir.
The real problem is, what's the evacuation plan? Is it one van for the 12 guards? But what are you going to do? How are you going to get the kids out of there? Right? Because there's kids in them.
Wait, are you serious? Evacuation plan?
Yeah, what's the evacuation
plan? I don't know what the evacuation plan is. You've got a bunch of prisoners there. You've got a Cat 4 hurricane coming. If that comes, how are you going to get them out?
What all the employees get in their vehicles and leave.
Right, that's what I mean. The one van for the 12 guards and everybody else is on their own.
That's the evacuation plan.
People are going to die.
Well, it's a concentration camp.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
So my point being is... this isn't thought out. This is all theater.
Yeah.
And it will cost human tragedy with this thing.
This administration clearly does not care about human lives and their cost and their value.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
A $1 trillion cut to Medicare, Medicaid and Social Security, right?
Which is why we shouldn't call it Alcatraz. Because the goal is not to house people for long term; it's to maybe kill them and maybe get rid of them. It's a concentration camp. We gotta call it Krakow.
It's Donnie's Dachau.
Ooh, yeah, yes.
We're gonna put a play on the crocodile angle. Donnie's Krakow.
No, I like Donnie's Dachau. That's rough.
Donnie's Dachau is good. Yeah. Or Ronnie's Dachau.
Ronnie.
Yeah.
I like the alliteration. Also, the president's paying for. Well, the president is spending our tax money on it.
The president is reimbursing the state of Florida at some point for it.
Is it really?
This
is Florida money.
Oh
yeah, that was all Florida money. 400 And remember, these were event companies CEOs of the event companies are currently under all kinds of scrutiny by people saying, "Yeah, we're just not hiring you."
Yep.
We're not hiring you to do anything. And then they had a bunch of food trucks come in for the VIPs.
And
those were all called out. Any truck that goes in or out of that facility is being doxxed.
Yeah.
And put online.
And now they're illegally covering their logos and DOT numbers.
Yep.
When they go in.
Yep.
Right.
And again, vote with your dollar.
Absolutely.
If you see somebody who's contributing, they cannot find a company right now to build the incinerators that are supposed to be on site. They have 5 commercial incinerators that are supposed to be getting built on site. They're all there.
Is that a joke?
No. Well, you need incinerators to burn all the you don't have places to put garbage out there because it's a temporary location. So you got to burn all the garbage,
the human waste and the waste. To quote Christy No about things, if you see something, say something. If you see a truck go in, tell us what it is.
Get the license plate because they can't hide that.
Meant it that way. I'm not sure she meant it that way, but we should use it that way.
It's funny what happens when you get good advice from your adversaries. Like, good advice is good advice, regardless of how it was meant to be used.
Yeah, I agree. But yes, comrade, they're building incinerators, and they're very large commercial incinerators, but they can't find anybody who will build it for them because there are companies that are like, yeah, I don't know if I want to be the person that built the incinerators for a place called Alligator Auschwitz. You know what I mean? Or Donnie's Dachau. I don't know if I really want to be associated with that.
I'm on Snopes right now just to make sure.
Oh, looking for it to see if there are incinerators? Yeah. Photographs don't lie. Sure. Photographs of incinerators on pallets don't lie. They need them, comrade. They need them there to burn the waste. So it's not ovens for people.
Congress has no problem with burn pits for the army. So
right. You know, so they need incinerators, but like companies are like, yeah, I don't know if I really want to be associated with that. We're good.
There's no.
I know if I was an electrician and they're like, "Hey, we want to pay you to put this up," I'm like, "Yeah, I think I'm good. I'm okay. I don't need that government contract."
According to Snopes, there's no confirmation of that.
Well, Snopes. It would have to be a story where someone tried to say that it was false,
right?
In order for it to be on Snopes.
No.
They could be. Yeah. They could be trucking it in and out, right?
Sure. I mean, offset incinerators would be simple. You just need cargo. Yeah. You just need cargo containers. But
But it'd be better to have one site, right, comrade?
It'd be efficient. Certainly, be efficient.
That might be something to ask Google or AI. Is how are they disposing of the trash?
How are they doing on constructing train lines to Alligator Alcatraz?
No. Hey, did you guys see the 4-part piece by Behind the Bastards on Adolf Eichmann the past 2 weeks?
I have not because I wait for all of them to come out before I watch. Yeah. I listen.
The last one came out yesterday. Yes. They're fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah.
The actual Holocaust guy.
Yeah.
That's the uplifting story I was listening to as I was driving to my secure location.
That was a choice. Nice. That was certainly a choice. Dude, holy shit. Yeah. This is. I really hope the incinerator thing was not true. Because if that is true, we're so far beyond the pale, it's not even funny.
El Salvador has incinerators on property.
Yeah, but we know that's a concentration camp, and it's not here.
But we know this is a concentration camp, too.
But it's here. Where did Germany...
Remember, comrade, by listening to... Once you listen to the Eichmann one, you will also agree with me. Dachau was not a... What was a work camp.
Yeah, sure.
So was Auschwitz. Yeah. There were work camps. And people were like, yeah, take those Jews and all the other undesirables and have them be valid members of society, but just not here.
Right, right.
And work will set them free.
Yep. Was that Auschwitz?
That's on the walls of Auschwitz.
That's the front gate.
That's front gate. Yep.
I mean.
But they're echoing this. Look at the HR1 where they're and the Secretary of Agriculture. If these people would just work and stop being a burden on the system.
Yep.
Everything would be fine. Yeah. And that's the same. It's the same playbook.
Did you see there was
of the genocide?
Some. I'm not going to strike out this week. This boomer got on TikTok and was saying, you know, when we were growing up, we'd see these videos of Hitler and his speeches, and they were all scary and all these things and really intimidating. And then now AI can translate what he was saying, which is wild. Anyway, we're going to move past that part. And honestly, he was talking about like protecting the working class and all. And honestly, I think the United States back in the 40s was in the wrong side of history. Like,
you know, say what you want about Hitler, but
it's especially boomers, especially people who are the result of the Greatest Generation, the people who were the direct descendants of the people who went to Europe to fight fascism, for you to be that...
You mean Antifa?
Yes. For boomers to be that utterly stupid, that willfully ignorant, that absolutely beyond the pale asinine is unfathomable. I don't, like, I guarantee they have never read Mein Kampf, obviously, but, like, holy shit. Holy shit.
Or any Marxist doctrine or anything else.
And they've never read a book except the Bible, but that was read to them.
Well, you know, I always encourage people that say, you know, it ain't in the Bible. It's like, you know, there are more books. Mm. There are many more books. Mm-hmm. You should read more books.
You know? Have you tried the Quran?
Yeah.
Weirdly, written by the same people.
The Talmud. Same guys.
Yeah, same guys. Yeah, yeah. Strange. Same real guys. Strange. I don't mind that, though. No, it's beyond disgusting. It's beyond asinine. It is evil. For lack of a more eloquent word, it is just evil. That's where we are. Yeah.
And remember, the only person that is safe, according to the Supreme Court, is Dear Leader. No, is Dear Leader, who is doing it all as an official act.
Right.
Everybody else below him gets to go to Argentina.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
You know, and hide. Because they are not, you know, they are not in the right, and they are on the wrong side of history. And as they move forward, when the trials start, you know, they didn't arrest Netanyahu when he stepped foot on American soil this week, and fuck Cory Booker, but you know, in a room of 20 people, he's of 19 Nazis, and you're standing in there. Guess what? 20 Nazis.
That's right.
You know, 20 people who are complicit in genocide. Let's go with that.
Nazis.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, they didn't arrest him when he stepped foot on U.S. soil. Right. And he is actually supposed to be arrested because he is wanted by The Hague right now.
I thought we didn't participate in that.
What's that?
No, we don't.
Yeah.
We don't. But the point is, by us not participating in it, we are complicit in genocide.
We know that, and the reason we don't participate in The Hague is because our presidents would get arrested.
Because they're war criminals.
The reason we don't participate in the International Criminal Court is because we commit genocide.
Yeah, we are evil. The United States is evil. Yes.
Yeah, Rwanda, Somalia,
all of South America,
South America, all over the place. Yeah. You know,
Cuba,
Iran.
We have supported Afghanistan.
Yeah.
We have supported genocide. Supporting genocide since
1976.
What's that? 1776. Yeah, there it is.
Yep. Yeah. Now, the United States are not the good guys. This idea of patriotism or nationalism to me does not make sense. There is nothing about this country and its history that is worth celebrating outside of the apparently incredibly, there's a poetic word and I lost it. The ideals that founded this nation. That's the only thing about this place that's even worth any positive mention, frankly.
Yeah.
So I would like to add a corollary to that.
Sure.
There was much evil done in the United States, and you can learn it in history if they teach it in Florida. I don't know.
Probably don't teach it anymore.
Which we don't learn
from. We're happy.
Right? Which we don't learn from. But I will say that since my birth, the promise of America being a better, prosperous, more equitable place was being fulfilled up until 2015.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And it wasn't always perfect, and there were backslides and forward slides, forward momentum.
Yeah.
But people were getting more rights. People were getting more respect. People were earning more equitable wages. There was more. You know, when I was born, there were no ramps for people in wheelchairs.
Yeah.
You just didn't go. So things were probably more equitable. But since we elected a black man as president, we have gone kind of downhill because of the inherent racism that we never addressed in the previous 200 years.
We backslid so hard.
And that's the problem with America.
Yep, yep.
Well, I would say that it started with Reagan repealing the or changing the tax code to allow for money to be acquired by individuals in such a rate that it stopped it being real anymore.
That started the decay, but there was still push for more progressive, more equality, a better place, more the outreach to help the world, the getting rid of diseases, all of that stuff has happened in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And we have just backslid from all that, which the seed of that corruption is Reagan.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I would argue the seed of that is Nixon. It just didn't take root until Reagan, and it didn't sprout fruit until now.
Well, it didn't sprout fruit until like Bush and getting the Patriot Act passed.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because once you have that kind of control over what people are thinking, and of course the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, where you can look at everyone's finances, and now when you've turned over everything into Palantir, they're going to have profiles that are going to say things like, this person posted this on social media.
Yep.
We're going to have the same rating system that you're going. It'll be secret at first.
Oh yeah,
that they have in China.
The social score.
Yeah. Social score in China, and if your social score gets very low, you need a little bit more training, and they'll come pick you up.
I would argue that the inherent lack of America's introspection into the evils it has done in its past and its ability to reconcile with its slavery. And its racism is what is propagating all of this, right?
Oh, absolutely.
That is the fear of losing the whole white supremacy thing. We have to be in power and control in order to keep white people in power.
Yep.
And
the fact that we did not prosecute every single person that participated in the Confederation. Go back to the Civil War.
Oh, yeah.
They allowed those individuals, because they were rich landowners, to just go back into their regular lives, even though they split and were insurrectionists. And they allowed them to go back to their regular lives and come back in and serve in Congress.
Yeah.
And they then passed bills and passed laws to protect them from ever having to stand for that.
And that we turned a blind eye to any racist crime in the in the 19 to 2000s.
I feel like we talked about this a little while ago, where the idea was basically Lincoln's assassination meant his VP got to be soft on the Confederacy.
Yep.
That's true.
Yeah.
But nobody after that, it was Grant. And Grant was prosecuting Indian wars. He wasn't hard on the Confederacy.
Right. Yeah. He was too busy doing something else terrible.
BRB, committing genocide.
Yeah. I got bigger problems. Exactly. So
We're
at the point where we can either take a break and do a second half, or we can do a quick beer break and come back and do a short second half. What do we think?
Let's do a beer break or a drink break, because the Canadian's driving, so he can't actually take a break.
Let's keep it short. So, okay.
I'm not actually going to stop for a beer.
Oh, fair enough.
Okay. Well, if you can grab a new one out of the fridge, we'll be right back after this.
3, 2.
You are listening to One Man Revolution with your host, the Revolutionary,
the Comrade, and
the Canadian.
We're back.
Yes. Excellent. Well, here's the second half.
That sounded good.
Now, I put it right next to the mic. I don't know what flavor this is, but I have a Fanta.
Don't you wanna?
Don't you want a Fanta? I have a beer backup.
There you go. What is it? I'd love to know what flavor it is.
It's called Exotic. Which it has like an orange, a peach, and a passion fruit cartoon on the front. I'm going to pour it in a glass to see what color it is. Oh.
Did you say it has an eggplant and a, did you have it say it has an eggplant and a peach on it? Is that?
Yeah, eggplant and peach. Yeah, you put those two together, you get this color.
That's and a you get wild exotic color.
Just ask Ken Paxton.
Hey-o. Got him.
But it smells like peach. And I don't know. I'm going to take
a sip. I'm going to put it this. Is it a carbonated V8?
No. It's absolutely a soda.
Got it.
No, it's an E-rated. You shouldn't enjoy this beverage. They have a in Europe. They have this wonderful menu of A through E.
Okay.
And E is like, this is bad for you. You shouldn't have it because of one reason or another. And this one says because of excessive sugar.
Oh yeah, sure, yeah. So it's an American.
This one actually says it has less sugar, which means it still has sugar.
It's confused.
But this is it tastes like orange peach passion fruit. That's what it tastes like. It's actually really nice.
That sounds you know.
But
go ahead. Give that some Aperol.
I would. But I don't have a bottle of Aperol. But I'm also tasting aspartame, which means I have to open this beer.
Oh, that's sad. It
means I have to open this beer because they lowered the sugar by adding
aspartame,
an artificial sweetener, which we all know that the revolutionary and artificial sweeters don't mix.
No, they do not. So what's the backup beer?
My backup beer is a West Small Double.
Nice.
Which is a brown
That's
ale.
A classic.
Which is a brown.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ugh. I'm so jealous.
I got a 4-pack for €4.69 the other day.
Yeah. Go jump off a bridge.
That is.
I'll be back. I'll be back soon.
Soon.
And have to
deal with the price. We'll just all move to Belgium. That's all.
Yes, God,
I was in Leuven. Yeah, I was in Leuven yesterday. I just took a day trip up to Leuven. Which is like half an hour northeast of here.
Yeah, sure.
Beautiful little city. Beautiful little like university town. They've got like all kinds of colleges in it. Good food, nice people. And I'm like, wow, this is a nice place too. All of Belgium seems friendly.
It seems incredible. Like the funny thing is people talk about Belgium like Brussels being kind of rough as a city or whatever. It's like, nah.
Brussels is rough as a city.
I mean, sure, but Not compared to American rough, I don't think.
2020 was hard on them.
It was hard on everyone.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm rocking more reasonable Founders Mortal Bloom standard IPA. No, it's a standard. It's only 6%, so it's fine.
Hey, what is this one? Hold on, I got to look up the numbers on this one. This one's
that's 8, I think.
7.
Double, 7. Yeah. 7. Yeah, so my first one was a 10%, this one's only 6, so it's all right.
And it's caramel and delicious.
I'm rocking a Monster Zero Ultra.
Is that the white one?
Again, something that will instantaneously kill me.
Yeah.
That's the white one, yeah.
Yeah, so the Canadian's really into white power.
Yeah. White energy, not white power.
Sorry, white energy. Energy and power, you know. Energy. It's... Is power a function of energy or the other way around?
No, power is work.
Right.
So you take energy.
So power is a function of energy.
Or takes energy.
Yeah. Okay. So if you have white energy, you have the potential for white power.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to investigate
which
this ingredient.
Which I guess means you've got white potential.
White power potential, yeah. Jeez.
You know, the movie Speed lists a director, but if it didn't actually have, if it did have direction, it would actually be known as Velocity. So it's not.
Velocity Delta, I think, is the more accurate.
Yeah, you know, you shouldn't start relationships on a during
technicality.
Times of stress.
So we've got a couple of like fun scandals going on this week. We've got, as mentioned, Ken Paxton and his biblically accurate wife, ex-wife.
She's divorcing him. They're not ex yet.
Not ex yet. Yeah. Did you see their respective posts about it?
Dueling tweets?
Yeah. Oh, my Dueling God. Oh, my God. Ken Paxton tweets. Yeah, hers was amazing. Do you have it?
I can look it up real quick.
I'll find it.
Okay. What's her name? Angela Paxton?
Yeah, she's a state senator.
Is she? Yeah. Okay.
Oh, here we go. Where's her tweet?
He's running for Senate. I know that.
Yeah, he's running for Senate. Yeah.
There's all kinds of stories about that too. But, mm-hmm. but let's get the dueling tweets out.
Yes, yes. Or so,
axes. Yes, they're axes. Are these dueling axes?
I have it here. Angela dueling Paxton. Axes.
There you go.
Angela Paxton tweeted, "Today, after 38 years of marriage, I file for divorce on biblical grounds. I believe marriage is sacred. I believe marriage is a sacred covenant, and I have earnestly pursued reconciliation. But in light of recent discoveries, I do not believe that it honors God or is loving to myself, my children, or Ken to remain in the marriage." That's a hell of a statement. That is strong.
I love her last line, which has proper capitalizations for God, mm-hmm, which is my favorite mm-hmm. part. I move forward with complete confidence that God is always working everything together for the good of those who love him and who yes. are called according yes. to his purpose.
Credit to Angela for proper use of the Oxford comma, largely missing in conservative spheres, but well done to her.
Now allow me to read Ken's.
Yes, please. Oh, my God.
"After facing the pressures of countless political attacks and public scrutiny, Angela and I have decided to start a new chapter in our lives. I could not be more proud or grateful of the incredible family that God has blessed us with, and I remain committed to supporting our amazing children and grandchildren. I ask for your prayers and privacy at this time." Now, I want to point out, this is the man who said, if you look at porn on the internet, we need your name, your phone number, your age, and a credit card number in the state of Texas just to look at anything that we consider adult material. He also he looked into anyone who was gay. He looked into anybody who was who was looking for medical attention for abortion. So this man does not deserve your privacy.
So,
does not deserve you giving him privacy at this time.
I'm going to say this is a betting dollar question.
Yes, it is.
Do we think it's he cheated on his wife with an adult woman? Do we think
he already has?
Or do we think he cheated on his wife with an adult man? Do we think he cheated on his wife with a child?
Oh, no. We have a fourth option.
What's the fourth?
Transgender individual.
Eh.
No, it's not an eh. Because that would be one of the few. A wife, a woman would be okay. A man would be an absolute no. But he is so vehemently against transgenderism.
Oh.
That option is very much on the
table. So the fourth option is the Grindr trap.
Oh, ew. Yeah.
Canadian, I heard you start to say something.
So now I'm going to throw another wrinkle in there.
Okay.
Well, the wrinkles were all taken out before this happened.
Are they white or not?
Ooh. Black? It's a black Grindr trap?
Yes. Hispanic?
Oh, my God.
Maybe Asian?
Oh, my God.
No, Asian.
So that's why I want to go white or not.
Asian. Okay, so it's a white or not, and we have to pick from one of four categories. So, by forgetting categories,
Yeah, I mean, again, to me, I don't care about what he did. And again, I also don't care about the divorce.
Right.
What I care about is this man's impact that he had.
His hypocrisy.
They also tried to impeach him. They tried to impeach him as the Attorney General.
They did impeach him.
They did impeach
they
him.
They did impeach him.
But
it didn't hold up in the Senate. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. So Ken Paxton is obviously an evil, corrupt man.
Yes.
Who is finally facing the comeuppance from his trad wife, which is, look, if you are in Texas as a career politician and your trad wife says, no, you've gone too far, you have literally nuked children. Like, there is no alternative because the limits of what a trad wife will tolerate in Texas is very, very high indeed. So he's found one of the weird edge cases that she won't tolerate, which means it's she has justified her actions biblically, which means what he has done is against modern conservative Christianity. So I'm guessing it's some sort of a homosexual encounter, probably not with a cisgendered person, and probably not with a white person.
Yeah. So, but he was already caught once with a woman, and it's widely known that he was having an affair with a woman.
Yep.
And then that went away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And his wife forgave him for that. There was she forgave him for his
whole big thing. Yep.
Well, this says it's against God.
But
therefore, it's either got to be a gay relationship or a relationship with someone who is transgender.
And I think what's interesting is she explicitly stated, "We've tried reconciliation, and it's past that." Like so
I think he's banging sheep.
Maybe it's goats in deep West Texas, but like whatever. The thing is, what you got?
I think the reconciliation is the past affair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first
affair. That's what I'm saying is she feels that she gave it her honest college try, and he's done it again. Yeah. So she's like, "That's fine. You're not committed to this. I'm out."
Yeah, I mean, and in that regard, it could be a woman. But I think it's a non-white trans person.
I think we're all in agreement there. If that's true, it's much funnier. So from a comedy standpoint, what we need is we need like a half black twink transsexual. That's what we need.
Down again. Yeah,
I think he's so vehemently anti-trans that it makes me wonder if that's not his thing.
Oh no, it definitely is. We know this because the rule is whatever they most overtly target, that's their kink, right? So definitely has a trans woman Grindr account, like man for trans woman Grindr account. Definitely the case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that leads us to
no betting dollar.
Yeah.
No, we're in agreement.
We all agree. I know that's not a good betting dollar. But I will say, if we recall what I said about the Texas floods the last time we did a show, remember it's not a real emergency unless Ted Cruz is on vacation.
He was on vacation.
He was on vacation this week.
Yeah.
We got him, ladies and gentlemen.
Got him.
We got him again. He's such a predictable piece of shit.
Well, you know, the Ken Paxton one leads us to our other scandal, and that would be the Epstein files.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To which this week, Pam Bondi and Patel,
Cash Patel,
the head of the FBI and the...
Cash Patel.
Yeah.
It's the Attorney General.
And the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, both came out and said, there is no evidence of any list of any files that were involved with people that were, you know, that was kept, to list the clients of Epstein, and he committed suicide.
Yes, he
did. The minute of video that was missing, it happens every single day at the same time. So the fact that piece of video, you know, that's when they changed the tapes over, and that's why that minute of video is missing, and that's when he decided to hang himself at that point in time.
Let me clarify. So for a very long time, people have known that 11:58 to 11:59 p.m. every day, the video doesn't work.
Right.
So
for years,
nobody would like know that and maybe plan to do something during that 1 minute.
Soft pushback.
No, he planned to commit suicide.
Soft pushback. No digital security system works this way. None of them. Not a single one. There is no lost content ever.
But this could be an old system, comrade, where they switch it over with physical tapes for security.
Sure.
So that it can't be hacked.
But you would have redundancies.
No, it's worse than that. It's worse than that. It's worse than that. I believe, if I heard correctly, and I could be wrong, they use the same tape. So yeah. It rewinds to the beginning and records the next 24 hours.
So that could be a minute. Sure, sure, sure.
Minute is the rewind.
The rewind, yep. Okay.
And so that minute is when it rewinds.
There's one other problem, which is the video that they released doesn't actually show the door of his cell.
Right.
Whoops.
Oh, yeah. But again, in this post-fact world, you have the Attorney General of the United States making the statement that there is no list.
Yep.
That the child trafficking and prostitution and all the other things that he was accused of, and he then committed suicide because, of course, you know, he was so sad.
That's right.
That this blackmailer, which, by the way, that's what he was going to prison for.
That's where his money was from.
That's where his money was coming from. Didn't have any evidence that he was blackmailing people. No records, no nothing. Even though Pam Bondi only weeks ago said it was sitting, or that his that the information was ready to be released and it was sitting on her desk.
It's interesting you bring that up because I saw a post earlier today.
Yeah.
With the archive.org link to the original small black book from Epstein during Ghislaine Maxwell's trial.
Yeah, Ghislaine.
Is it Ghislaine? Oh, never mind. Okay.
Ghislaine.
Yeah, it's.
Did you listen to the Behind the Bastards about
her father.
How her father made money?
He's
a piece of shit.
The whole time he said Ghislaine, so I don't know. It's probably French. Ghislaine. I don't give a shit. It doesn't matter. No, She's also terrible. No,
it's all fake anyway. Yeah. It's not even her real last name. Her dad changed his name like six times.
Yes, he did. Yes,
he's
a
piece of shit.
Regardless. A monster does not deserve proper name pronunciation. That's where I draw my line.
That's why.
Anyway,
it's like Giselle and Elaine. It's Ghislaine.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to put in the show links this PDF scan of evidence from the Ghislaine Maxwell trial of his book.
Yeah.
You can take from that what you will. It already exists, unredacted. It's real. It happened. Beyond which, let's not forget, Israel had its own private abode on the island.
Yes. Also, here's some other fun stuff.
The state of Israel.
Why is Donald Trump, why is Pam Bondi and the FBI, why are they protecting Bill Clinton? Why are they protecting Democrats?
Right.
Why are they protecting all of these rich billionaires who were on the island? Like Elon and Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos. Why are they protecting these people?
Revolutionary, you're a pretty hardcore leftist, right?
I own guns and believe in the rights of people.
Yeah, as Marxist. People. Okay, yes. Sounds okay. If Hillary Clinton was on the list, would you want it published?
Yes.
What about Bill?
Yeah. Remember, always remember this. We always say the same thing.
I was going to say, there's nobody that I don't want published if they're on that list.
Correct.
Everybody gets published.
That's right.
These are the child molesters from Pizzagate. And the reaction of the president in a press briefing, where he's like, why are we still talking about this? Mm-hmm. Why are we still talking about Epstein? That happened so many years ago.
Maybe
why are we talking about
this? Maybe it's because, Donald Trump, you campaigned on that shit, you stupid pizza.
Yeah, and maybe because the women that you raped and then paid money, it's beyond the statute of
limitations.
By the way, no. Remember when during the Biden administration they passed a bunch of rules about non-disclosure agreements?
Yeah, absolutely.
That the Supreme Court said that you can't have non-disclosure agreements that cover up crimes. There are women coming out that are saying words like, "Oh, here is the case. This is the case when I was 13 years old. Here's the money that was paid to me by Donald Trump and his organization.
Yep.
And here's why." Mm-hmm. And they're coming out of the woodwork right now saying, "Hey, by the way, we had to sign non-disclosures, but they don't mean a hill of beans right now." He is a child molester. Yes. He is a pedophile. Yes. He is everything that he says that that everybody else is.
I'm going to put the two words together that need to be put together. He is a child rapist.
Yes.
Okay. There is no if, ands, or buts. There is no soft way around it. He just lost in this past week his appeals case against E. Jean Carroll in the defamation case, where she won for three times now. She's won on the argument that he raped her. Okay.
Yeah.
So we have a 34 times convicted felon who is a proven and known rapist and child rapist running the country. And the Republicans and the Christians are okay with this because they're getting their pound of flesh out of it.
Comrade, they're okay with it because, you know, everyone is fallible, comrade. And, you know, we can't judge. Only God can judge. Yeah. And he's on a path, and he's doing the best he can. All we all can do.
Aren't these the same people who are really worried about drag queen brunch and book readings?
These are the people who said
our children.
Who are looking for Pizzagate and going into basements in Washington of a place that didn't have a basement.
Yeah.
Looking for Democrats drinking the blood of children to stay younger.
There is a There's a common thread for all religious cults, and that is that the cult leader was a terrible person, did terrible things till he found Jesus and was repeated, right? And that story is consistent through all religious cults, all Christian religious cults. So, I don't know about other ones.
So,
and that's what the evangelicals are making up in Akhaudani. Is that he did all this terrible stuff before, but now he's a saint. He's reformed. He's not Jesus.
He's not a saint. He's just too old to get it up. But that's not the problem. The problem is...
Yeah.
The problem is...
No, but I mean, that's the myth they have put into him they now believe.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with you. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. The problem with that belief set is... The judicial system of an existing government does not operate on the forgiveness of a deity that some people may or may not believe in, right? We exist to execute justice on criminals and monsters. We are not here for the hope that maybe someone might repent to the right God if they roll the right amount of dice. That's not the point. If you're a horrible child rapist, if you're a pedophile, if you're a sex pest, you don't deserve adoration from a single person on this planet. You deserve to live in infamy. You should have to feel like you need to wear a mask to go out in public. You should not be the fucking president.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. And again, you asked the simple question.
I did.
You know, if it was a Democrat, would I want them prosecuted? And the answer is yes. Republicans don't say the same thing. It's like, well, you know, it's a complex. No,
it's not. It's real simple.
Real simple. Either we're going to follow the rule of law or we're not.
Yep.
Either we're going to hold people accountable and responsible or we're not.
Yep.
And every time a Republican, you know, or someone who is of the American Fascist Party, anytime they get in trouble, it's a special case. So Ken Paxton, I don't care what you do with other people. Hey, if you're consenting adults and everything's cool, who cares? I mean, even if you're paying for it, dude, that's fine.
I don't care.
Okay? It's consenting adults.
That's right.
You know? Hey, Donnie, raping children's not right according to any religion, so get stuffed.
Real simple.
You know, that's – yeah, it's real simple.
Real simple stuff. It is mind-boggling. The capacity for the right wing to do mental gymnastics. Like, if they put as much effort into just reading books as they did into mental gymnastics, we wouldn't have a GOP.
Yeah.
You know,
they're saying things like, oh, he's playing five-dimensional chess, you know, saying there were people in that book that weren't there to try and get them to expose themselves, and now they're not exposed, and he figures he's got other better things to do. Yep. It's like, what, his 90 deals in 90 days where he did none of them?
Not a single
one. He did three deals. Three deals. UK, Canada, and Mexico, and then he went back on Canada. So he really only did two.
Sorry, just to be clear. the three of our biggest trading partners that we already had standing trading deals with.
The two of our biggest. UK isn't very big.
But yeah. They're top five.
Yeah, but still. It's not as big as...
So what you're saying is he did not have deals in 90 days.
Yeah. Yep.
Right.
Yep. Nothing. He's done nothing. And this is the thing. Like,
he wants to put a 25% tariff on copper. All copper coming to the United States.
He legally can't, and that's already been decided by the courts. That's my favorite part about these tariff things, is that was decided about a month ago in the courts. They said, no, you don't have the constitutional right to do this. We are not in a situation where the president has the power to do these things. If you want tariffs, it has to go through Congress, which is where the purse strings are held. So he can write as many letters as he wants. It means fuck all.
Did you see his letters? These letters, they were all form letters written by AI. They were terrible.
Yeah, I there we go. You're on top of it. I said I wasn't going to strike out, and I did because I'm mad. No,
that's okay. We're back in studio next week.
There we go. We're gonna do the thing. It's all that I. I'll say this. I don't give half a shit what Donald Trump says day to day, week to week, month to month. The words that come out of his mouth mean literally nothing. What does matter is how he influences the Republicans in Congress. As you said at the top of the show, Revolutionary, we have this bill. This bill was his baby. It's what he needed to have happen. He's got it now. And honestly, I think for the rest of his presidency, he can just sit back. None of the stuff in the bill takes place until 2026. None of it.
Yep.
So we're not going to see the effects until it's time to vote, which is on purpose. He did it last time with Biden. We talked about it then. We're talking about it here again. The pattern is very obvious. It's very transparent. It's very predictable. But the biggest thing is, it doesn't matter what Donald Trump says about anything. His words carry no weight.
But it matters what he has allowed to happen.
Yes.
So Doge made a bunch of cuts.
Yep.
To the National Weather Service.
Oh, yeah.
To everybody that's involved with emergency response, because they ferreted out the DEI, which means – you know, climate all of this change. Climate change bullshit that doesn't exist,
right?
According to them,
it's not real.
And definitely so, when you have flooding like happened last weekend in Texas, and many 80 or so people died, 20 something of them being little girls at a sleepaway camp,
mm-hmm.
Who were, by the way, little white girls. So it's a tragedy.
We are at now. 94 casualties.
Okay, so they were still little girls missing. So are not found. And because not only so the blame doesn't rely on Doge,
no,
but it also relies on Doge. So let me back up and say why. For the past 20 years, on the docket of Kerr County, Texas, where this river is,
mm-hmm.
has been, what do we do about flooding?
Mm-hmm.
And how do we build an early warning system for flooding?
Mm-hmm.
And it was on the docket, and it never got voted on. And every year they kicked the can down the lane and didn't deal with it. And then they finally got some federal assistance money from President Biden, $10 million to build a system.
It was the Infrastructure Act, right?
Part of the infrastructure bill to build an early warning system, $10 million to build the early warning system, to warn people about floods.
Mm-hmm.
And what did they do? We don't want to take that DEI money from Biden. And so that money has just been not taken in and not used for anything. And here we are years later now, after 20 years of them not dealing with it.
Yep.
And for the past 4 years, it's been flooding terribly every year. And here we are. It's a massive tragedy. And people are trying to – what's that?
Do you want the audio from the town hall meeting where they said no